This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. President Biden is taking more time to announce any potential re-election plans. NBC News is reporting he won't launch a 2024 campaign before delivering his State of the Union address, which is scheduled for February 7th. The outlet notes the new special counsel probe related to Biden's handling of classified documents won't impact his plans. Ukrainian President Zelensky says the world needs to act swiftly to defend his country against Russia's invasion. He addressed the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, saying Russia's tyranny is outpacing Ukraine's democracy. Zelensky said, with every moment the world takes to respond, Russia is able to take more Ukrainian lives. He emphasized the need for resolve and spirit in the face of a larger country's war, but ended with a message of hope. Just as the world was able to deal with the pandemic in past year, Zelensky said he's optimistic about overcoming Putin's war. The body of a missing Pennsylvania mother is being recovered 2 weeks after she went missing. Authorities announced they found the body of Jennifer Brown on Wednesday after an intensive search. Her body was found partially buried behind a warehouse, but the cause and manner of her death are still under investigation. Brown was last seen earlier this month, and her car keys, wallet, and phone were all found in her car at home. A friend who watched her son the day of her disappearance said Brown has been dealing with family and work stress, but called her a devoted mother who would never leave her child unattended. The New Mexico shooting could have been worse. Haley Jackson has more.
Pena, the alleged ringleader, police say, paid four other men to target the homes of four state and local Democratic officials starting in December. Arrest documents show a confidential witness told police Pena wanted the shootings to be more aggressive and to aim lower, shooting earlier in the evening so those inside would more likely not be laying down.
A lesion that was found and removed from First Lady Biden's left eye last week was non-cancerous. A White House memo released Wednesday said the lesion was a common, totally harmless growth. A cancerous lesion was removed from above the First Lady's right eye as well as her chest. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden is set to be in California on Thursday to tour damage left by recent storms that slammed parts of the state. He'll travel to the Central Coast and visit with first responders and local officials. Biden also plans to consider the amount of federal support needed for relief efforts. Last weekend, he approved a major disaster declaration for multiple counties. The series of atmospheric rivers left at least 19 people dead and dropped heavy amounts of rain over the last few weeks. Actor Jeremy Renner shared on Twitter he is out of the hospital and back home after he was crushed by a snowcat snowplow accident near his home in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Earlier this month, Jeremy's legs were losing a large amount of blood as a result of the injury. It's being reported a neighbor who's a doctor was able to put a tourniquet on his leg until paramedics arrived and probably saved Renner's life. A district attorney in New Mexico will announce tomorrow whether charges will be filed in the accidental shooting on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin struck and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins with an antique revolver during a dress rehearsal for a movie in 2021. A written statement will be released at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Despite that, neither the district attorney or special prosecutor will make a public appearance. New York City Mayor Eric Adams doubling down on his calls for a national response to the migrant crisis. The latest request came in Adams' speech at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. He laid out a six-point action plan that included a dedicated point person at the U.S.-Mexico border, a decompression strategy, and congressional funding. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.